This shiur is dedicated, and I ask everybody listening to the shiur to bear in mind the refuah shleima for Rabbi Yosef Mordechai Simcha ben Bino, a very special individual, personal friend, many, many years, a great lover of Torah and Talmud Chochem, and a pillar of Chesed, a person that dedicated his life to Chesed, Yosef Mordechai Simcha ben Bino. We should all have kavana that in the schus of Talmud Torah, Kodesh Baruch Hu should send him a refuah shleima min haShamayim. He needs rachamei shamayim merubim after having heart surgery, and he needs a big refuah. Shekodesh Baruch Hu yishlach lo refuah shleima min haShamayim leramach ivorov leshesagidov. He should have a speedy recovery and many more wonderful years to come with his beautiful family. This week is the first week of Chodesh Adar HaRishon. This year is a leap year, Shana Meuberes, so we have two Adorim. And the topic we will be discussing today is the essence of Shana Meuberes. Which of the 2 months of Adar is the real one? Which is supplementary? Which is just an addition? And we will be discussing various sugyas. And our journey will take us from Mordechayim to Yerodea, from Yerodea to Ebenezer, from Ebenezer to Choshe Mishpot, dealing with various different interesting questions. The basic sugya is probably in Adorim Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, when we learn in the Mishnah. When a person makes an Adar, Ad Adar, then the relevant date is Adar Rishon. That is the Mishnah in Adorim Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. And the Gemara brings the Tosefta, the Gemara brings the Braisa. Tanya, Adar Rishon Koisev Adar Rishon Adar Sheni Koisev Adar Stam, Divrei Reb Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Adar Rishon Stam, Adar Sheni Kotev Tinyan. So we have a machloikis between the two great Tanuim. When we write a document, a contract, any shtar, and there are two different chadoshim of Adar in a leap year, how do we define these chadoshim? Rav Meir says, Adar Rishon, we have to specify Adar Rishon. Adar Sheni, we write Stam Adar. Obviously, according to Rav Meir, Stam Adar, the real Adar, the main Adar, is Adar Sheni. Rav Yehuda says, to the contrary, Adar Rishon Koisev Stam, Adar Sheni, he specifies Adar Sheni. And as the rule goes, Rav Meir Rav Yehuda Alochik Rav Yehuda, and that is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, in different sources. Ebenezer Kuf Chavav Sif Zayin, regarding a get. Choshe Mishpat Mem Gimel Sif Chav Ches, regarding shtoris. Yoredei Reish Chav Sif Ches, regarding the question of Nedorim. And Ramo Orachaim Tov Chav Zayin Sif Aleph. Kishema Abram Ashona Kois Biyoder Arishon Odo Stam Ubi Sheini Odo Sheini. Would this seem to indicate that the main Odor Halocha Lamaisa Halochik Rav Yehuda is Odor Sheini? How does this affect other halochas? Orachaim Siman Tov Kuf Samaches Siv Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch says, regarding the halach of Yortzeit. Kishir yoim shemei sovev oyimoy ba'adar v'ashona me'uberes yitaneh ba'odo sheini. According to the Mechaber, the Yortzeit is not the first order, but rather the second. The Namor brings dissenting opinions, and the Magen Avraham deals with this question at length. So we do find the machlokes between the Machaber and the Ramo. According to the Machaber, all the sheni is the outside. The Ramo says, Yesh Oimrim Adar Harishon. So, how would we explain regarding Yortzeit, the Sheni is the relevant month, while regarding Shtoris, Adar Rishon is the one? And then, regarding Bar Mitzvah, when is the Bar Mitzvah? When the Bar Mitzvah year is a leap year. Then Amos and Nun Hei, Sif Yud writes that if there are two Chodshei Odo, Shnasa Bar Mitzvah, the boy is Bar Mitzvah only Odo Sheni. That would seem to be somewhat of a contradiction. Regarding Shtoras, the Ramo Paskin, Simantov Chov Zayin, Adar Arishon. Regarding Yortzeit, Adar Arishon. Regarding Bar Mitzvah, Odo Sheni. The source of the Ramo is Shalas HaShuvos Maharim in Simen Tet. However, the Prichadosh, on the spot, rejects the Ramo's opinion. And he also quotes Maharash Halevi, and they feel that the Bar Mitzvah is Adar Rishon. Now, it makes a lot of sense to say regarding the Bar Mitzvah, Adar Rishon is the proper date, because essentially, what is Bar Mitzvah all about? It is when a child turns into an adult, a Bar Das, a Bar Chiyuva. So if the halacha is that takes 13 years, why should it take 13 years plus another month if it's a leap year? But nevertheless, that is the psak of the Ramo. Probably the most relevant source of this question, especially when we're giving a shiur in Chodesh Adar, how does this affect the halachas of Purim? Well, that's a sugya, Bavli, Vavo Mitbeis. The Mishnah says, Ein ben Adar Rishon, La Adar Sheni, Ela Mikro Megillah, Ve Matonas Devyoinim. And in the Gemara we find the Machlokes, Tanuim, Halachik Rab Shimon ben Gamliel. Rab Shimon ben Gamliel in the Braisa coincides with the Tana of the Mishnah. All the mitzvahs of Purim are Adar Sheni and not Adar Rishon. Would this prove that Adar Sheni is the real Adar? Or Adar Rishon, according to the other opinion? No. Because both Svaris in Megillat Avovim Beis Lekan Ulechan don't deal with the essence of a leap year. Rather, they are specific svaros. The one that says Adar Rishon is because Ein Maviran Ala Mitzvahs. The one that says Adar Sheni, his reasoning is Asmichi Geula LeGeula. We should have one Geula as close as possible to the other. That means proximizing Purim to Pesach. And therefore, we should hold Purim Adar Sheni, which is closer to Pesach. So one could always argue, regarding other halachas, Adar Rishon is the one. However, regarding Megillah, it is Smochi Geula LeGeula. On the other hand, one could argue, regarding all other halachas, Adar Sheni is the relevant one. However, regarding the mitzvahs of Purim, Ein Maviran Ala Mitzvahs. So we mentioned how many different sugyas? Nedorim, Shtoris, Yortzeit, Bar Mitzvah, Purim. Five totally different areas. And we see that there are different opinions regarding different halachas. I quoted the Ramo, Semenun Hei Sifyud, Bar Mitzvah, Adar Sheni. The Pri Chodesh and Marash Alevi say no regarding Bar Mitzvah. Anybody should agree. Everyone should agree that it is the first order because 13 years. Shittas Aramo, we could explain in two different ways. One would be based on a Yerushalmi that appears three different sources in Yerushalmi. Ksubas Dav Daled, Nedorim Chof Gimel, Sanhedrin Dav Vav Amud Aleph. Ekru L'Elukim Elyon, L'Keil Goymer Ulai. Yerushalmi says, L'Keil Goymer Ulai. When the Chachomim are Ma'abares Hashana, it affects nature. The philosophical basis to this idea is Kodesh Baruch Hu Estakel B'Terosa V'Boro Elomoy. Chazal also say in the fifth Perek of Masechet Avos, Basarom Amoris Nivru Elom. 10 times in Parshas Bereishis, the Pasuk says Vayoymer, Basarom Amoris. The world was created with the blueprint of Torah, and therefore nature is subject to Halacha. And Halacha reigns supreme. So, the Yerushalmi gives an example, Besula Baskimal Shonim, Besula Seachoizrim, Ibru Asashona, Ein Besula Seachoizrim. And the Shach quotes this Yerushalmi in Yoradeh Kuf Peitet, Sif Kot Niud Gimel. In the Halachas of Vestos, we learn the concept of Vesta Chodesh. One Chodesh could be a Chodesh Mole, the other a Chodesh Chosar. But nevertheless, sometimes the vest depends on Yom HaChodesh. Well, how would the female period know whether it is a Chodesh Mole or a Chodesh Chosar? The Shach says, L'keil Goymer Alai. This is an additional example how Halacha determines the course of natural phenomena. One could argue the same rule would apply to Bar Mitzvah. Because Odor Sheni is essentially the real and proper and essential Odor, therefore, other years, this man of Das is 13 years. When it happens to be a leap year, it'll take longer. An additional example, how Halacha would determine nature. But I think we don't have to go that far. One of the basic concepts in Halacha, which I explained many, many times, not always does the underlying principle and the basic rationale determine all the details of Halacha. And sometimes, yesh befrat ma she'ein bechlal. And sometimes details have a life of their selves. And I think this would be one of the examples. Well, yes, we should assume that 13 years is 13 years. And a boy at 13 years of age is a bar das and a bar chiyuva. However, because the halacha is that a person becomes bar mitzvah, a boy becomes bar mitzvah at his 13th birthday, and when we have two Odor, the 13th birthday is Odor Sheni, this detail sustains itself, and the 13th birthday will always be the day of his bar mitzvah, even though he probably is as bright as other kids a month earlier. And this is based on the above-mentioned principle. So one of the basic sugyas, and the reason I am saying this shiur today is because it's Adar, and one of the basic sugyas is Purim. So I already quoted, Ein ben Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni, Ela Mikra Megelavim Tonas Levyoinim. Is there a mitzvah of Mishta V'Simcha Purim Koton? Yudalad in Adar Rishon. That is a big machlokes in the Rishonim. Tosfos Vava Mitbeis is medayek from the Mishnah. Ein ben Adar Rishon Adar Sheni Ela Mikra Megelavim Tonas Levyoinim. Why don't Chazal also say Mishta V'Simcha? Tosfos argues Mishta V'Simcha is also noyeg ba'Adar HaRishon. Many Rishonim reject this opinion. Is there the general mitzvah of Simcha b'Adar HaRishon? Sechet Tanis, Chof Tes, Amud Aleph. We learn in the Mishnah, Mechshenachnas of Mematim Besimcha, Mechshenachnas Adar, Marbim Besimcha. Does this rule apply only to Adar Sheni or also to Adar Harishon? Sichas Chulin Shal Talmid HaChomim Sicha Talmud. I noticed an interesting line in Shuvas Chasam Sofer, Choyshe Mishpot, Simen Chof. After the Chasam Sofer ends writing his tshuva, before he signs, he writes, Alev Derech Chodesh Adar Rishon Shemar Ben Bo B'Simcha L'Seyde V'Shuchanti B'Seichem Tov Kuf Pites Moshe HaKotn Sofer from Frankfurt, the Main. So the Chasam Sofer, when he writes the date, Alev Derech Chodesh Adar Shemar Ben Bo B'Simcha, seems to indicate that according to the Chasam Sofer, Adar Rishon is also Marbim Bo B'Simcha. Rabbi Yaakov Emden feels differently. Shila Shabbos Chelik Beisim HaPeches, and he wants to be Medayik from Rashi, Adar Rishon Ein Marbim Bo B'Simcha, because in Dav Chof Tes Omed Aleph in Mesechet Tanis, when the Mishnah says Mishenechnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha, Rashi writes Mishenechnas Odo Yemei Nisim Hayuli Yisrael Purim VePesach. Why Pesach? How does Pesach get into here? Rabbi Yaakov Emden says Rashi wants to indicate that it is only Adar Sheni which is close to Pesach. Like the Gemara says, the Vav Amud Beis, why do we read the Megillah of the Sheni? Asmuchi Geula LeGeula. So it is only that Purim that is close to Pesach, which we have the concept of Mishenechnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha. I would suggest a different pshat in Rashi. I think the pshat of Rabbi Yaakov Emden is far-fetched. I think Rashi means to say, Mishenechnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha. How long? Till when? Some Achronim say, till after Purim Demukofim, Shusha Purim. Others argue the entire month. I think Rashi means to say, Mishenechnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha Ad La'achar Chag HaPesach. Because between Purim and Pesach, it's only 30 days. Smuchi Geula LeGeula. And that is why Rashi writes, Mishenechnas Adar Yemei Nisim Hayuli Yisrael Purim VePesach. So the mitzvah of Simcha is relevant from Rosh Chodesh Adar till after Pesach. However, we do find this machlokes. Does the rule of Mishenechnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha apply to Adar Rishon or only Adar Sheni? And I think it would be extremely reasonable to argue that this shaila depends on the Machlokes Lishonim, whether Purim Koton, Yudana Adar Rishon, there's a mitzvah of Mishta V'Simcha. Because my basic feeling is that the general Simcha of Chodesh Adar is an extension of Simchas Purim. So according to those Rishonim that there's a mitzvah of Mishta V'Simcha Purim Koton, there is also a general, a broader concept of Simcha regarding the entire month, Adar Rishon. However, according to those Rishonim that maintain that there is no mitzvah of Simcha, only Purim Adar Sheni, the real Purim, but Purim Koton, there is no mitzvah of Mishta V'Simcha, it would be fair to guess that there would also not be the general mitzvah of Mishenechnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha regarding Adar Harishon. The Ksav Sofer has a very surprising argument. And Chidush Chasam Sofer al HaToyra Parshas Tetzaveh, Chasam Sofer writes, the Ksav Sofer, not the Chasam Sofer. Ksav Sofer writes that those people that make a Mishta V'Simcha Purim Koton, and that is the recommendation of the Ramo, in the last Sif in Shulchan Aruch Chaim Tov Reish Tzadik Zayin, which is only one Sif, The Mechab and the Ramor bring both opinions, whether a Purim Kotlin one has to make a Mishta V'Simcha or not, and the Ramor writes, even though the Aloch is in accordance to the first opinion, that there is no mitzvah Mishta V'Simcha Purim Kotlin, Ra'ui laharbois besu'ud ektsas v'toiv leiv Mishta Tomit. So the Ksav Sofer writes, those people that do have Simcha, Purim, Koton, should also give Matonas Lev Yoinim. Because that Amber writes in Perik Beis Melchus Megel Aloch Yud Zayin that a person should be far more stringent in Matonas Lev Yoinim, and he should be Mahadr more in Matonas Lev Yoinim than Sudas Purim. Ein lecho simcha gedoyle umufo'ora melesameach lev aniyim v'almones v'yesoyimim. And therefore it's more important to be Mahadar in Matonas Lev Yoinim than in Suda. So the Ksav Sofer argues, if you make a Suda Purim Kotlin, why wouldn't you give Matonas Lev Yoinim? And I wonder. Matonas Lev Yoinim, it's a Mishnah Mefaresh, that there is no mitzvah Purim Kotlin. Ein ben adar rishon adar sheni ela mikro megillah v'Matonas Lev Yoinim. So even you have the most convincing svora, how could you be choylek on a Mishnah? And therefore, one must differentiate between Mishta V'Simcha on one hand and Matonas Lev Yoinim. When we have the mitzvah of Matonas Lev Yoinim, it is far more important than his own suda. But that is only when we have the mitzvah of Matonas Lev Yoinim. At Dar Rishon, there is no mitzvah of Matonas Lev Yoinim. The same Ksav Sofer in his Tshuvas, as one would expect, Tshuvas should be more halachically compatible than Divrei Drusha LaTorah. So the approach in the Ksav Sofer's Tshuva, Yerodei Kuf Lamed Vav, is totally in the opposite direction. And he says, the Rambam proves from the Mishnah that there cannot be a mitzvah of Mishta V'Simcha Purim Kotlin. Because if the Mishnah says there is no Matonas Lev Yoinim Purim Kotlin, how would Chazal be mitaken that he has to make a Suda for himself and his family and no Matonas Lev Yoinim? Matonas Lev Yoinim is more important than Suda Satzma. And therefore the Rambam proves if there is no mitzvah of Matonas Lev Yoinim Purim Kotlin, there also is no mitzvah of Mishta V'Simcha. Well, this makes a lot of sense, but not the other way around. What do I mean to say? I saw some Svorim Sifrei Hamalaktim that write, according to the Ksav Sofer, you have to give Matonas Lev Yoinim Purim Kotlin, but that makes no sense. Well, a machloikas between the Mishnah and the Ksav Sofer seems to be an asymmetrical, lopsided machloikas, and therefore there is no minag of Matonas Lev Yoinim Purim Kotlin, neither anywhere nor in Preshburg. What the Ksav Sofer writes out of Torah is Divrei Drush. In the tshuva, that is not as psak. There also is an extremely interesting svasemis in that same sugya, Megillat Avot Amud Beis. The svasemis is always very independent. Most of the times he didn't even learn the Rishonim on the sugya. His derech halimud was Gemara Rashi Tosfos, and he wrote Torahs. But there is an extreme level of yashrus, usually in the Tzfasemis. He is machaven all the time, to the Rashbu, to the Ran, to the Ramban. Here he has a big chiddush, and he argues, even if we say that Purim Kotlin Adar Rishon, there's a mitzvah of Mishta V'Simcha, that doesn't mean that there is a mitzvah Odor Rishon and Odor Sheni. What it means is that a person could be yoytze, the mitzvah of Mishta V'Simcha, by Odor Rishon. If he was Mekayim, the mitzvah Badar Rishon, he's Poto Badar Shini. And therefore, the Sfasemis writes that Ein ze nochen lachatchila to make Mishta V'Simcha B'Yod Rishon, because you're losing out. Because the Ika Odor is Adar Shini. That is the proper Purim. So if a person was already Mekayim, the mitzvah Mishta V'Simcha Adar Rishon, he no longer has the mitzvah of Shini. And therefore, it is preferable not to be Yoitze B'Od Rishon. To me, it is a total surprise. It is clear from all the Rishonim as from the Rama. We just quoted the Tofres Tzadik Zayin. The question is the mitzvah of Mishta V'Simcha Noeg only Adar Sheni or also Adar Rishon? But Purim Kotan is definitely not in the place or a substitute to Purim Godol below Kedivrei Asfasers. And from here, we get to a different question. Mazel Odor is Dogim. There are 12 Mazonois for the 12 months. In days of yore, people didn't differentiate between astronomy and astrology. But in modern times, astronomy is a science. Astrology isn't exactly science. Somewhat more in the realm of mysticism or... However, Chazal teach us each Chodesh has its mazel. So what happens when there are two others? Which one is mazel dodim? It's not really a major halachic discussion, but nevertheless it's interesting because the Levush writes in Siman Tov Reish Pei Hei that mazel dogim is second odor. Odor Arishon is only supplementing the missing days of the year. And therefore the real odor is odor Sheni. And that is mazel dogim. Well, the Levush fits in beautifully with the Ramo regarding Bar Mitzvah, the Mechaber regarding Yorzeit. The real thing is odor Sheni. And therefore the Sheni is mazel dogim. However, the Chizkuni has a different opinion. And in Parshas B'Shalach, when Moshe Rabbeinu tells Yeshua Benun B'chalon Anoshim Etzei Elohim B'Amolek, the Chizkuni says, who are those people to be chosen for this battle? The ones that were born in Odor Sheni. Because the Koyach of Amolek was sorcery, Kishuv. Kishuv is based on the Mazalos. Adar Sheni doesn't have any mazel. And that means it's a great month for the Jews. Because Kishuv is based on mazel. Adar HaRishon is mazel dogim. Adar HaSheni has no mazel. So Moshe Rabbeinu tells Yeshua, look for the people that were born Odor Sheni, take them for Melchemes Amalek. The Bnei Yisrael, one of the great Hasidic leaders, writes the same. Ma'amorei Chodesh Odor, Ma'amar Aleph, Ma'amar Dalet. The Bnei Yisrael maintains Adar HaSheni has no mazel to itself. That would obviously indicate that the real Odor is Adar HaRishon. However, we don't really know much about the realm of mazalos, so I don't want to bear much halachic significance to the question which of the two Odors is mazel dogim. Just interesting to note that a Megillah Yerushalmi Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara says that in the time of the Nes of Mordechai V'Esther, he was a Sholem Oberes, and the Nes was an Odor Sheni, the Nes of Purim, which would also be explained beautifully according to the Chizkuni and the Bnei Yisachar. Odor Sheni is a good month for the Jews because Kishuv wouldn't apply. So we have discussed various different sugyas, all dealing with a basic question regarding a leap year. Which of the 2 months, Odor Rishon or Odor Sheni, is the real Odor, and which is merely the addition or supplement? We have discussed the sugya Nedarim, Shtores, the mitzvahs of Purim, Yorzeit, and the concept of Bar Mitzvah. So let's get back to a few additional halachas regarding Bar Mitzvah. We have quoted the Rama, Or HaChaim Nun Hei Sif Yud. Let's see what the Shulchan Aruch says in that same Seif. Im Na'ar Echad Nolad B'Chof Tes Odor Rishon, Shona Meuberes, V'Na'ar Echad Nolad B'Odor Sheni B'Echod Bo. One child was born at the end of Adar Aleph, the other the beginning of Adar Beis. And 13 years later, it's a Shana Pshuta, only one other. So the younger brother, his bar mitzvah is Choftes Adar, the older one, the younger brother, his bar mitzvah is Aleph Adar, because he was born Aleph Adar Beis. The older one was born a Choftes Adar Aleph, but 13 years later, his bar mitzvah will be almost a month later than his younger brother. Seems to be a paradox, and that's exactly what it is, a halachic paradox. The explanation must be one of two different approaches, either based on the Yerushalmi, sometimes Iver HaShana or Kiddush HaChodesh, a rabbinical decree could alter or affect natural phenomena. The other approach would be sometimes details of a specific halacha defy the basic logic and rationale of that same halacha. So even though the basic understanding of bar mitzvah, the entire concept of bar mitzvah is when a child reaches a certain level of adulthood, of understanding, of maturity, it is then that he becomes responsible for his actions and deeds or shortcomings, and he becomes a bar chiyuva. So, logic would decree that the older brother should be bar mitzvah before the older one should be bar mitzvah before the younger one. However, that is the nature of halacha. Given the fact that your bar mitzvah is on your 13th birthday, so sometimes we do have a halachic paradox. The older brother was born Choftes Adar Rishon, his bar mitzvah is Choftes Adar. The younger one born on Aleph Adar Beis, his bar mitzvah 13 years later would be Aleph Adar. And what is the din if the year they were born was a leap year? Year of the bar mitzvah is once again a leap year. Could happen. That is a big machlokes. The shit of the Magen Avraham is, being that the Rambam ruled that a bar mitzvah is always out of Beis, same would apply to this situation. However, many Achrayim argue, no. If the year in which the children were born was also a leap year, in that case, the one born Adar Aleph, his bar mitzvah is an Adar Aleph. The one born Adar Beis, his bar mitzvah would be Adar Beis. One of the Gedolim takes this concept to its extremist. Halachas Ketanas, Chelek Beis, Siman Kuf Ayin Dalet, writes a tremendous chiddush. Two brothers. One is born in the last moments of Adar Aleph. The other was born the earliest moments of Adar Beis. Well, 13 years later, the younger brother would have bar mitzvah Rosh Chodesh Adar. The older brother would have bar mitzvah Choftes Adar. So the Halachas Gedolah says, Choftes Adar. Well, regarding his bar mitzvah, he's almost a month younger than his younger brother. So the older one would have the mitzvah of Eis L'Rabba Sechichu HaGodol, and he will have to give due respect to his younger brother. Biologically, he's the older one. Halachically, he's the younger one. regarding Ace, L'Rabbi Sechichu HaGadol, he will have to respect his younger brother, V'yitkayem bo v'rav yavoid tzoyo. The Shiva Sion, the son of the great Noida Behuda, Reb Shmuel Ando, Simon Tess totally rejects this opinion, and he argues, and I think it makes a lot of sense, regarding Bar Mitzvah. One could say it depends on your birthday. 13th birthday is your Bar Mitzvah. But why would the halacha of Kvoid Ach HaGadol depend on a birthday? The fact is, the older brother, he is Ochichu HaGadol, regardless of when his Bar Mitzvah is. So we dealt with an interesting sugya, many sources, many different halachas. But it all boils down to the basic question, how do we relate to two Chodesh Adars in Ashono Me'uberes? We mentioned the last sif in Shulchan Aruch Or HaChaim, Derama, V'toiv Leiv Mishte Tamid. That is a posik in Mishle, Perik Tezvov, posik Tezvov. One of my recollections as a young child is a story I heard of a tzaddik. I don't recall whether the tzaddik's name was mentioned, but a tzaddik, bidding farewell, saying goodbye to a son, to a left, to a distant land, and he didn't know when they would ever see each other again. When his father said goodbye, he told him, "Remember, my son, shnei tmidim bechol yom." His son was perplexed. What did his father mean? 2,000 years that we don't have a Beis Mikdash. What are the Shnei Tmidim B'chol Yom? One of his stops along the way, he met a Talmud Chochem, and he told him what his father told him. And then Talmud Chochem explained, what your father meant to say is, the first sif in Shulchan Aruch that Amor writes, Shavisi Hashem Lenegdi Tomid, the last sif in which he concludes Shulchan Aruch Or HaChaim V'toiv Leiv Mishte Tomid, those are the Shnei Tmidim B'chol Yom. I added on to this story, we say in our davening, Tmidim Kesidrom, Musofim Kielchosom. These tmidim have to be with a proper seder. You got to start off with Shavisi Hashem Lenegdi Tomid, and only then Toiv Leiv Mishte Tomid. Can't do it the other way around. If you start off with Toiv Leiv Mishte Tomid, chances are very remote that you will ever get to Shavisi Hashem Lenegdi Tomid. But I think this is a profound observation. A profound idea. Shnei Tmidim B'chol Yom. In our Torah, in our faith, our HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands everything. No bargains. Machshava Dibur V'maisa Taryag Mitzvahs Shebet Torah. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, and 365 days a year. A Jew never has a break. But beyond Machshava Dibur V'maisa, there's far more than that. Rachmona Libe Boya, and maybe the essence of Avodas Hakil, Avodas Hakil, is in the realm of our feelings and emotions, Rachmona Libe Boya. It is not only what you do and what you abstain from doing, what you think or what you say. It is what you feel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants our hearts, our passion. So the two yesoides of Avodas Elokim are Yiro v'Simcho. We have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with awe, with yira, and with simcha. Shavisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid is the key to yira. Ba'avur tehei yirosoi al penechem.
V'toiv leiv mishtetomet is the essence of simcha. I many times quote Rabbeinu Yonah in Brochus Lamedal at the beginning of Perek Einoimdim. Einoimdim le'esparal elem toich koivid rosh. And Chazal bring the posuk, Yivdu as Hashem besimcha v'gilu b'rodo. Rejoice in awe. Rabbeinu Yonah explains, when a person is frightened, he cannot be happy. You cannot be overwhelmed with joy when you're terrified. Regarding Yiras Elokim, things are different. Yira does not diminish simcha. Yiras Hashem should enhance simcha. No contradiction between simcha and Yiras Elokim. Yividu as Hashem besimcha v'gilu bir odo. There's a beautiful line in Tonad of Eliyahu Peregimel. Sama yer'iti mitoch simchosi v'samachti mitoch yir'osi. Yira and simcha should come together. And when we talk about simcha, it is Simcha Samitzvah and Simcha Satoira, closely related, but not the same. The Rambam writes, begin at the end of Hilchas Lulav, HaSimcha SheYismach Odom Basiyas HaMitzvos UBa'ah V'Sakel SheTzivu Behen Avoydi Gedoy Lehi. And the Ari HaKodesh quoted by Reb Chaim Vital and Shara Mitzvot, also by the Charedim, the Ari HaKodesh said that all the madregas he achieved were only by Simchas HaMitzvah. Simchas HaMitzvah and Simchas HaTorah and the Baal Shem Tov taught us. It is not only the simcha of the performance of mitzvahs and learning Torah, but the basic and profound simcha of just being a Jew. Kirvas Elokim. Being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Yira and Simcha both derive from the same source. Both are based on Kirvas Elokim. And as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Va'ani Kirvas Elokim, Li Toiv. That is essentially the two Tamidim. Shevisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid, on one hand, Toiv Lev Mishte Tamid. On the other hand, so the Baal Shem Tov taught us that a Jew has to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu with everything he does, when he eats, when he sleeps, when he drinks, when he spends time with his children. Everything should be and could be Avodah Sukkah. So Hasidim basically were happy, and they used to spend time together, mit a bissel mashke, in a kiddush and tikkun, because that was one of the basics of the Baal Shem Tov's teaching. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere, and we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with everything we do. Not only with your tzitzis and your tefillin, with your eating and drinking as well. And essentially that is Toiv Lev Mishte Tomed, as an act of Avodas Hashem. So let us bring these two sacrifices every day. Shmei Tmidim Bechol Yom, Tmidim Kesidrom, Shevisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid, V'Toiv Lev Mishte Tamid. By Simchas HaMitzvah and Simchas HaTorah, and the mere Simcha of being HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children, let us hope we will Zoicha Bekorov B'Yameinu, to Yeshua's Olamim, v'simchas Olam al Roshom, to the ultimate Simcha of Klal Yisrael, to the ultimate Simcha of the world, to the ultimate Simcha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yismach Hashem b'masav, b'biyaz goyal tzedek, b'mheiro v'yomeinu, Amen.